Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Speak to the Beyond, reuniting the two worlds with Robert and Robin. I'm your co-host, Robert Vecchio, along with Robin Wolf. This week, we will talk about what happens to us when we die. Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Robert? Are you getting ready for the Super Bowl?
You know what? I don't have a vested interest in the Super Bowl. I don't really like the Patriots. I don't expect any hate mail, please. No hate mail, please, for the Patriots. But one of my coworkers is a huge Patriots fan, so we have been leaving little emblems of the Rams all over her clothing and all over her desk for the past like week. So it's rather kind of funny, and for her, I hope they win. But I really am not a big Patriots fan. My Panthers were knocked out; they didn't even make the playoffs. But what about you?
No. I'm not really a football fan. Never have been. So I probably will not watch it, but I know all of my students are watching it for the commercials. And so we canceled class for tonight so that they can watch the commercials. So I will probably be just reading a book. I just started reading Wolf's Message by Suzanne Geisman. Suzanne is a. Do you know Suzanne Geisman?
No, I don't know. No.
Well, I just started reading it. It's very fascinating. Suzanne is a medium in, I want to say, Arizona. And she was in the Navy. She was a Navy commander. And I think she lost her stepdaughter. Yeah, she lost her stepdaughter who was struck by a bolt of lightning. And suddenly she became a medium, and she's a world-renowned medium. She helped Janet Nohavik write her books, and I believe she's helping Mavis Patillo write a book now. So, but Wolf's Message is about a young man who passed away. I think he committed suicide. I haven't really, I haven't gotten to that part yet. But he came to visit her before she gave a reading to his parents. And gave her very explicit instructions of what she needed to do. And so it's very interesting. I really like it.
Cool.
I highly recommend it. Yeah.
After this show, I have a project to do for school, but I also picked up a new tarot deck called Whispers of Lord Ganesh. I work a lot with Ganesha, the Hindu god, of... for some reason, my mind has just went completely blank of what he does. So I apologize, but I'm just going to read on the back. Because, like I was telling you off air,
he keeps us protected.
Exactly. Using this deck, we can invoke the blessings and protection of Lord Ganesha, patron of the arts and sciences, and keeper of great knowledge. We call on him whenever we feel ourselves in need of inspiration, guidance, and a clear decision on when to face challenges ahead. So I'm looking forward to opening this deck and working with them. I do have to charge them, and cleanse them. But looking forward to that. So maybe I'll start that while I'm watching the commercials for the Super Bowl. So I don't really even care who wins. So.
Sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I had to pick up something at a spiritual shop, and I saw them. I was drawn right to them. I'm like, okay, I'll take these. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
That's how I got all my little tchotchkes as I look around my room, and that's how I got my two dogs, too. So this week, we're going to be talking about what happens to us when we die. What do you believe happens when we die?
Well, it's interesting because my beliefs have changed over the years. When I was brought up Jewish, so, I used to believe that we went to heaven and got to see God and our angels. And I always saw God as being an anthropomorphic human, almost like Santa Claus, very tall with a white robe and sandals and a long, long white beard. That's the way. I just envisioned him. But now... I don't really believe in heaven or hell. I believe that we all walk beside each other and that our loved ones who passed are walking alongside us. We just might not see them all the time. We might not feel them all the time, but they're always there. You know, and it's almost like if we're walking down the street, just because we can't see others, they're still there walking with us. And I do believe that we go to Summerland. I call it Summerland now. I don't call it heaven. And actually, your grandmother introduced, and you introduced me to the term Summerland. And that was the first time I had ever heard of it. But that's how I teach it now. And it's just one of, you know, I believe, you know, Andrew Jackson Davis Jr., who was the father of modern American spiritualism, wrote a book about what happens when our physical body dies. And he described seven spheres in the spirit world. And Summerland is the second sphere. And he explained it as if, you know, this the world has, well, the spirit world has houses and hospitals and teachers and colleges, and that we all are able to continue growing after we die, you know, because our soul continues to live. Life is continuous, and that we are still able to become better beings, maybe not human, but better beings, and that we are still able to grow and become who we are meant to become. And then we have a choice whether we come back to the world again and we're reincarnated, or whether we decide to continue growing in the spirit worlds. And the seven spirit worlds are, as you grow, you can move up a level until you come to the seventh spirit world, which is when you're closest to whatever you believe in, a divine God, the infinite intelligence. And that's kind of what I believe. What about you? I mean, there's so many different ways to describe it.
I'll talk off air about our beliefs. Okay, so I made some notes, and the first note I said is we go to the Summerland. So our beliefs are one and the same. I believe that, you know, we wait there to be reborn, if we choose to be reborn, or if we've learned everything in this lifetime, we just wait there until we need to learn something else. I also believe in that our spirit sometimes lingers here because we wait for a loved one to pass, and then we go to the Summerland together. I believe that we are reunited with our loved ones from here in the Summerland when we pass. I used to be very afraid of death, and I used to be afraid of, like, dead bodies. And now I just realized that the body is just a vehicle for us. Like we drive a car, our bodies are like a car to me. And we just have to trade it in for another one. Like we trade in cars every 3 years, we trade in bodies after so many years. And I also believe that we only live as long as we're meant to live. And I don't know why I have to say this, but I'm going to anyway. My mom died the day before her 42nd birthday. And my grandmother died a month before her 84th birthday. Why is it that some people only live 41 years? And why do some people live 83 years? I think that when we come to this planet, or we sign a contract, and in the contract it says you're going to learn the following things, and it's going to take you 41 or 83 years or whatever in between. And that's what it's going to be. And next time you'll learn such and such. But we never really know what we learn. Our spirit knows what we learn, but we may never learn it until we get to the spiritual level. I hope that makes sense, or am I just rambling? Did I lose you? Okay, I'm talking to myself now. So
can
if anybody wants to call in, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm a little bit. I'm hearing every other word. Okay, we might be having some technical difficulties with Robin. But I'm going to go quickly into, I've been doing a lot of visiting of temples, Buddhist and Hindu temples, and the Buddhists believe in a cycle of death and rebirth. And if Robin comes back on, chime in at any time
can
you want.
Can you hear me now, Robert?
Yes, I can, Robin. You with us?
You. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you with us?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Sorry, I don't know exactly what happened.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. You
I am
be
here.
Alone, Robin.
But what I was saying is I totally agree with you, and we were talking about that just yesterday in a conversation in I think with a client. And I believe that when we are souls, that before we're put into our physical body, that we pick who our parents are and who our families are and exactly how our lives are going to develop, you know, who we're going to marry, who we're going to divorce, who we're going to marry again, who our kids are going to be, what our jobs are going to be. And I feel like it that we know exactly what we're going to do, and we make all of these plans, but they don't always come out right, you know, the way it's planned before we come into the world, because we have the freedom of will to change. So if, say, if I was meant to become a medium, but I spent my entire life as an artist, you know, I just, you know, I had the freedom of will to make that decision. But ultimately, I'm where I need to be right now through a bunch of different curves that I took in my life. And I just feel like that's how it is, you know. And then as far as the ages go, I mean, my mom passed away when she was 71. And but yet a friend of mine or my cousin passed away when she was 17 in a car accident. You know,
oh my God.
Just feel like you know, before we're born into our physical bodies, we know exactly how we're going to die and when. But then the question comes, what happens if someone decides they're going to commit suicide? You know, and I feel like if someone tries to kill themselves but isn't meant to die, they won't. I don't really feel like we can change the pattern of our lives. That's just my belief. I know other people believe different.
Well, do you think that maybe in this lifetime, if they did commit suicide, that was meant to happen? That maybe they signed up for it because they had to know the feeling of taking their own life?
It's possible. I think that some people, you know, like you have the freedom of will to make a decision. So I don't. You know, so I don't think it's always planned that, you know, I would hope that before you're put into your physical body that the plan is not to kill yourself, but, and that you're just led astray. But I feel, you know, I feel like it can be a lot of different ways, you know, a lot of different reasons. You know, people
also
go astray in their lives all the time.
Yeah, maybe some negative forces make you go astray. And that's what happens when, if you do commit suicide. So, but all of a sudden, an image of the movie with Robin Williams comes up.
Yes.
what was that movie called? You know what
it
movie
was really
I'm
good.
About?
Something about heaven. Something about heaven.
With him and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
And this is why we have the internet. What dreams may come.
Yes, what dreams may come, yes.
Yes.
And that, to me, was a very realistic movie.
Yeah. I thought it was a too above its time. Because I think people would appreciate that now rather than when it was first released.
Yeah. I agree with that. But I still like to watch it. You know, there's another book that I read in a movie that I watched on the Gaia channel. The spiritist medium Chico Xavier wrote a book and a movie about what happens when somebody commits suicide and how they ultimately get to Summerland because they're taken to somewhere else before they evolve to Summerland. And he channeled a French doctor. It took place in the late 1800s. And it shows, if you watch the movie on the Gaia channel, shows exactly what the spirit world looks like through the eyes of Javier. And it's very interesting on what happens, you know, when the doctor regains consciousness in a hospital in not in Summerland, but he's sort of in between Summerland and Earth and the Earth plane. And he regains mm-hmm. consciousness, and it shows all these doctors working on him, and he's very stubborn. You know, he says, "I didn't kill myself. That wasn't me. I didn't do that. Why would I do that? I have a family." And it takes him a really long time to realize what he did. And then when he finally realizes what he did, he's then allowed to go and live with his parents in Summerland, and he's allowed to go and visit his family, and he sees them. You know, his wife remarried, and, you know, time is of no essence in the spirit world. You know, I mean, they don't wear watches. So for him, it was like yesterday that he died. And to his wife, it was like 10 years, and she remarried, and life goes on. So it was a very interesting movie and a really interesting book.
Yeah. It brings up two different points. The TV show Manifest, have you heard of that show?
Oh, yeah, I'm watching it now. Not this very second, but yeah, I'm on season. Episode 8 or 9, so don't tell me what happens.
No, I haven't watched it. It was just bringing up that you're talking about time, where the concept is in the plane it only said for 3 hours, and they were gone for like 30 days or something like that.
Yes.
That's what
not 30 days, you know, 5 years, 5.5 years.
I don't watch the show, so I didn't know the specifics. So.
Yeah, they were gone for 5.5 years. Yeah, it's a long, it's a really good story.
And how long did it appear to the people on the plane?
Oh, it was a second. They felt the plane shake. They thought they were going to crash. Plane finally stopped shaking. They landed, and it was 5.5 years later.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, twins were separated. So the boy came back as, a 9-year-old. And when he went back and saw his twin sister, she was still growing, and she was 5.5 years older than when they first started. But it's a very I am enjoying the series. It's, you know, it's not hard for me to believe it, but it's crazy. It's good. I am enjoying. Yesterday I was sitting on the edge of my seat watching it, and my dog kept telling me he had to go out, and I was like, "No, you have to wait." And he's looking at me like, "You're on your computer." I could have put it on hold. I wasn't going to miss anything, but, you know, I could have put it on pause. But, so, but yeah, even, you know.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I got the image of the movie Defending Your Life, where you have to, it was Meryl Streep, and once you die, you review your life and all the events in your life. Do you believe that happens as well?
I do. I do believe that you review your life. I guess what I don't believe is that you're stuck. You know, you have a lot of people who talk about being stuck. And that, you know, a lot of people even say, "I had to help them cross over." I don't believe that we have to help anybody cross over. But I do feel like they do have to, you know, I feel like when my, I shouldn't say this, but, you know, I feel like when a person passes over that, say, was an extremely abusive person or was an alcoholic, I do feel as though they do have to go through reviewing what they did wrong in order for them to heal.
Okay.
And that's kind of when they come and apologize. You know, if I'm doing a reading for somebody and an alcoholic wants to apologize to his son for abusing him, and he has to go through a whole process of healing before he's able to apologize.
We'll get to the caller in just a second. I do believe a lot about what that movie represents, that we do have to review our life. But I had a dream last, I don't remember when it happened. Like, I dreamt of my uncle who passed away, and he was in the hospital. And, you know how I always astral project, and he died of pancreatic cancer. And I really firmly believe that if you die of a horrible disease or a horrible way, your soul has to get better. Okay. They can't take that traumatic event. So I really believe that he was in a hospital, let's call it, to get better. And I visited him there on the astral plane, and he was getting better. And I saw him the way he looked at its prime. I also believe that once you die, you take your best version. Okay.
I agree with that. I mean, yeah, I totally agree. My mom comes in as her favorite age when she was 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your grandmother, if she comes in and talks to my students, Annette, she comes in usually with, you know, longer hair when she was very young. And then, but they go back and forth. Like, I've noticed when I do readings, they'll go back and forth. They'll show me how their relative would recognize them. And then they show me how they want to look now, which is pretty neat.
I think it's great that the spirit can take so many different shapes and images.
I agree.
So let's go to the caller. Let's see if they can weigh in on this. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Okay. And your name?
Kathy Rose.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy Rose.
Hi.
How are you today?
I am great today.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I was listening to you guys, and I remembered something I had seen from Sylvia Brown years ago. The belief that each person, when they chart their life, they have seven, like, escape spots where they have the option of leaving or staying. Do you guys kind of prescribe to that view?
I do. A really great friend, and she's going to be a guest on our show in a couple of weeks. She really believes in the same thing, that there's seven spots that you can check out. So I firmly believe. I don't know how many I've hit so far. I think I've hit a couple. But, I don't know where I was going with that one. Moving on.
Yeah, and I also I know someone who is very ill right now. And I feel like it can go either way for him. You know, I feel like if he decides to get well, he will. But if he decides he doesn't want to do it again, you know, that I feel like right now he's sort of on the verge of, I'm going to continue living or I'm not. So, yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah.
What do you
feel? Get off here and sleep.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to hang up so you guys can take some callers you haven't talked to before. Okay,
thank you for joining us. And aren't you the same stand?
Yes, I am.
I'm so sorry about the
thank
things.
You
I really
very
thought
much.
They were going to be here this weekend. I really apologize.
I know.
There's always
that's okay.
I think Drew Brees is one of the best players that has ever lived. So.
You are right. All right. Thanks, Robert and Robin. Have a good day.
Have a great Super Bowl.
Talk to you later, Kathy.
Yeah, I really thought Drew Brees was going to actually be in the Super Bowl this year. I really did. Sorry. I was talking while we were having technical difficulties with you before. I love the fact that there are so many ways of, like, cremation, okay? You can actually put your body into the Great Barrier Reef, and it can decompose and create, like, I'm on here, like, I'm on a website. Where am I? Hold on. No, this is not the website I was looking for. You can basically turn your body into a pod, and it could create, like, a tree, or part of like a Great Barrier Reef. I don't think it's in Australia, but I think it's off the coast of Florida.
Yeah, I think so.
I love the fact that you could just give back, give your body back to the earth. I love that. And not only
yeah,
in a
like
casket, but you can do it in a pod. So.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, for me, it doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, my body died and my soul's not there anymore. For me, I mean, I don't go visit my relatives at the cemetery because they're in my apartment all the time. So I don't need to go to the cemetery to talk to my loved ones because they're here. I don't really feel like, I'm not saying, you know, I know people pay their respects at the cemetery and I know it's important to a lot of people and I would never say don't do that, but it's not something that I religiously do. I mean, I remember after my mom passed away, I would go to the cemetery in Clifton and New Jersey, and I would clean it up. I planted flowers, and then I moved, you know. Uh-huh. And at first, you know, I moved to Virginia, and I, you know, promised that I would go back and, you know, keep cleaning it when I went back to New Jersey to visit, but I haven't. And it's almost like she's here with me. She doesn't care. It's the same song that we used to, the same poem. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. You know, I do not sleep. It's that whole spiritualist poem. And so that's kind of when I stopped going to the cemetery.
Well, my mom in a cemetery, and I think I've seen her, I think, twice in my whole entire life, and she's been gone now since 1988, and she's not there. She's with me. She's always in my heart.
Yes.
And I happen to have my grandmother and my uncle's ashes, so they're always with me also. But I don't need to go to a place to speak to whoever's there. I can always speak to them in the car, in my room, in my dining room, while I'm walking in the park, you know, they're always around me. And you'll see signs from them all the time. Like, people see pennies or dimes. I receive gummy bears from my mother. But they're always around us. So, and life does go on. You know, and that's a bad thing. Like, you think that somebody is so important to you. And not that they're not important to you, but honestly, life does go on. Like, I never thought that I would go on after my mother passed or my grandmother passed. But life goes on. I'm now 30 for the 12th time. Okay? And life goes on.
Yes.
And I...
Yeah, life has to go on.
Exactly. As I'm yapping, we have another caller. I don't... let's see who's on the air.
It's 509. It might be Kathy again.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Kathy?
Hello?
Hello,
no,
you're
actually,
on the air.
I'm sorry,
Kathy, I'm sorry. Your name?
No, okay, because Kathy's my mom.
Oh, okay, hi, how are you?
Well, see, I knew I recognized the phone number or the area code.
And what's your name?
What is your name?
Hannah.
Hannah, nice to
meet
you.
Hi, Hannah. How are you today?
So, I'm doing okay. You guys touched on something earlier that brought a question to my mind, the recycling of souls. So you guys believe that if somebody passes away, that their soul can come back?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely believe that.
Yeah, I definitely
believe that.
It may take, some people believe it takes 16 years to come back or 6 years to come back. I'm not really sure about the time frame, because everybody grows at their own pace, and the universe has no time. We're the only ones that put time on anything. So the spiritual realm does not have a time. So it could take them 5 years. It could take them 30 years to come back. Quick little story. I believe, and this doesn't go for everybody, I believe people can come back as animals. Okay. I firmly believe that my mother is back as my little dog, Roxy. Okay, because she always said to me and the family, she was coming back as a dog because they lived the best life. Find the perfect owner
all they do is sleep, eat, and pee and poop. Okay, like that's the best life for her. So, and I really think that my grandfather is my other dog. So I don't know what you believe in, Robin, but that's how I believe.
Well, I mean, I believe that people come back as people and dogs come back as dogs. But mm-hmm. that being said, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm not going to know the truth until I die. So,
yes.
But it is my belief. You know, it's my belief. It's what I've always been told. But that being said, I'm tired of believing what I've been told, and I want to. And I'm on a quest to start believing what I believe and not what everybody tells me to believe. That's my journey right now, is to believe what I want to believe. So I believe anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. And that is why we're on this spiritual journey, to enlighten ourselves.
What do you believe, Hannah?
I do believe that spirits recycle themselves. About 5 years ago, I lost my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And
so sorry.
10 months later, my youngest son was born.
Okay.
And I swear that my dad's soul is in my youngest son, that I got my dad back when my son was born.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's definitely not just a possibility, but I think that if that's what you feel, then it's probably true. And that reminds me, too, I have a 27-year-old daughter. And I want to say when I was 3 months pregnant, 3 or 4 months pregnant with my daughter, my grandpa passed away. And he was in Florida. I was in New Jersey. And I remember getting a phone call at like 3 o'clock in the morning from my mom. And I was crying because I couldn't because he passed, but also because I couldn't go to the funeral because I wasn't allowed to fly. So my daughter was born October 1st. And when she was born, her head was on my shoulder. And when I looked down at her, I saw my grandfather. And I said the same thing, and so did my mom. We both said the same thing. Grandpa passed away so that my daughter, because I had a lot of problems with my pregnancy, and we weren't even sure if she'd make it through the whole 9 months. And me and my mom always said, you know, Grandpa gave up his life so that Jennifer could have one. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but we should believe in whatever we want to believe in, because we don't know. I mean, but we need to have beliefs, and we need to believe and trust our instincts, our feelings.
Yeah. Hannah, I do have a question for you. Did your father like Porky Pig? Because I keep seeing pigs around. Okay? As soon as you start talking, I'm seeing pigs all around, and I'm like, I don't know, is he a pig farmer or something? Then I got Porky Pig. So, like, just believe that your father is always around you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have nothing Porky Pig in my entire room. As I'm looking around, I'm like, I don't see anything with Porky Pig, but, you know, I had to tell you that message, so.
Do you have any other questions for us?
Well, you guys also said that you believe that people, their spirits know when they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I definitely do. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the one big example I can give you is Robert's grandmother, Annette. I mean, she said goodbye to me 2 days before she passed. And I knew, you know, I knew the exact moment it happened. I mean, I don't think everybody knows, but I think some people do, you know. I mean, I remember when I gave Annette that table, Robert, and I made that table. I was so excited to give it to her, and she said, thank you so much. I'm not going to have much time to enjoy it, but I will enjoy as much of it for as much time as I can. And I thought she was crazy. I was like, no, you can't do this. You can't leave. It's not time. But she knew. So I do feel I feel as though some people know, but I don't feel as though everyone knows.
No. No. Because if you actually knew you were going to pass, you might make some rash decisions. But it's always good to be prepared just in case. But you don't want to make any rash decisions. So.
No. And you know, I mean, the one – thing that I will never do is, that, you know, I have a lot of people who come to me for a reading and say, my dad's been really sick. Can you tell me how much more time he has? Or my husband or my wife, you know, and I, if I were God, I might have the answer, but I'm not, so I'm not going to get the answer. And the spirit world is not going to give me the answer because, you know, and even if they did give me the answer, they're not wearing watches. So if, so, you know, I've asked questions. I ask a lot of questions. I say, Mom, when is this going to happen? And she says, any day now, any day now. And any day now is usually 6 months later because to her, any day now, you know, they don't work on time, you know. No, they don't wear watches, you know. So for them, 10 years is 2 days, you know, just to give, I don't know, a little bit of it to try to figure that out, the time-wise. So it's hard to, you know, so I can't, you know, you can't really pin down dates and, thing, you know, times when things are going to exactly happen. Do you have any insight into that, Robert, or Hannah, do you have any other questions?
No, that helped me clear up a lot of stuff in my head. I recently, like, actually a week ago, had my cousin die in a very tragic accident at barely 28 years old. But for about the last 9 months, she'd been saying things and doing things. Like, if I die, make sure my daughter's taken care of, make sure my son goes to his dad, just saying little things for the last 8 or 9 months. When there was no cause for her to be concerned about her death.
So that, maybe that her cleared higher up a lot of consciousness. Yeah, maybe her higher consciousness knew.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she just felt it. I mean, you know, your family is very intuitive. I mean, I know your mom's intuitive, so it wouldn't surprise me that your whole family has, you know, everybody has intuition. You know, but some people have more than others. And it runs in your family, so it doesn't surprise me.
Hannah, did she have a rose tattooed on her ankle?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I don't know why. I was off last week, so I apologize. But this week, I feel like she definitely knew she was going. And it was her time, and she could only speak to you about it because you understand things. And there are certain people that she could talk to that are open to things rather than – was she married?
Yes.
Okay, her husband didn't understand anything, and he still doesn't.
No.
he
doesn't
and,
get it.
No. And she couldn't talk to him about things, but she needed somebody to be prepared about her passing. I feel like there's a traffic light. Did somebody run a traffic light?
Not in her accident. No, she fell off the road, actually.
Oh, good God. I'm so sorry. All I got was
she
a
fell
traffic
off the
light.
Road? Wow.
Oh, God. But she, I know.
I'm really sorry to hear that. I know your mom told me about it on Facebook.
Yeah, I had no idea. She's in a much better place. And she is getting the help she needs to recuperate and to come back. She's always around everybody. How old's her son?
He just turned 8.
Oh, good God. I lost my mom when I was 11. It's the hardest thing. He's actually talking to her. And I hope that people can allow the conversation to always happen between him and his mom, okay? And she's always with him, and she's – there's many, many tears, and but she's always around. So I don't know why I had to tell you that. So.
Yeah, and the father, her husband's having a very difficult time, right?
Yes.
I keep hearing guilt. There's a lot of guilt. You're watching the son – a little bit more than the dad is? Does that make sense? I feel like you have her son a lot.
I worry about him constantly. Yeah, I'm trying to get to him right now, but I he's the one I worry about more than the rest of the family.
Okay, okay. Because she wants you to have sleepovers with him and to have you over your house. I'm not sure what's going on with the husband, but she's concerned. So I feel like there were secrets that people didn't know, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So she does want you to take care of her son as much as possible. So make sure that you don't give up. I don't think you have, but don't give up. Keep pushing. Because he needs you.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm hearing this, but he also needs your mom, Kathy. So he needs a family, and right now it's really torn apart. Okay. Does that make sense?
That made perfect sense, actually.
Okay. So we have two more callers right now. So
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for calling in, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you very much.
Keep us posted.
Okay.
All right. So.
Bye.
All right. Bye,
take
Hannah.
Care.
And this one is, you're on the air. I hope I pressed the right button. Hold on a second.
No, you haven't pressed it.
Hello, how are you?
There you go.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Okay, let's go to the next caller, Robert.
Okay.
Robert, let's go to the next caller.
I'm going. Okay, hello, you're on.
Hello, hi Robert, hi Robin, this is Betty.
Hello.
Taurus
hi,
from
Betty.
San Antonio. Good, thank you.
And
hopefully it'll be a good Super Bowl.
Oh, we can hope. As long as the Patriots lose, I'm good.
Yes. That would be good. I like the snacks and all the family get together. So.
Absolutely.
And where are
as
you
long as we
from
have
then?
Fun with that. From San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, nice.
Nice. So I know you, Betty.
Yes. Yes, we've talked before. Hi, Robin.
Yes. I
we hope to see you here in April.
To...
And Robert, too,
yeah,
if he wants to join.
I was just I just did a reading for someone an hour ago who lives in San Antonio, and we were just talking about that. So, yeah, I don't know the dates yet, but I'll definitely let you know when I'm there.
Yes, definitely. We're ready for y'all to come over this way and get to know the people around here, the energy around here, too. It's very good.
Yeah, that would be great. My daughter only works. She lives a 4-hour drive away from San Antonio. So I'm looking forward.
Oh, I see.
To
well, maybe she can come visit,
weather.
Too. Who knows? She might want to move over this way.
She will be with me when I come to San Antonio. We're taking a road trip from Oklahoma to San Antonio together.
Okay.
So I'm very excited. I can't wait to see her.
Yes, definitely.
I haven't seen her since
October. We'll be seeing y'all here. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'll be a great reunion. Yes.
Yeah.
Good road trip.
So what brings you on the phone with us today?
Yes, I have a question. I mean, I've been listening to, you know, obviously what you've been talking about and how people can probably reincarnate and come as different, maybe even relatives. Do they know when they pass away in their spirits, do they feel our emotions? Do they feel our pain, or how do they sense what we're feeling, what we're going through?
Have witnessed as a medium when I do readings that they definitely feel our pain, and I can also feel their pain. Because remember, when someone has passed over, they are going through the same healing that you're going through. So they're also feeling the same pain as you. And it's my belief that as you heal, they heal. So you're almost on a parallel healing journey together, if that makes sense to you. But they feel everything you're feeling. So I'm not going to say that if you cry, they cry, but they feel like crying. I mean, to me, in Summerland, I know it sounds crazy, but I don't feel like there's no anger anymore when you're in Summerland. There's no sadness, there's only joy. But when they come to the earth plane to be around their families, they feel whatever you're going through, they feel, and they're trying to help.
So they try to help, and they send us messages to kind of guide us in the right way,
yeah,
or out of the path of danger.
That's what I believe. That's my belief, yes. That they're your guides of some sort, and they try. Not all of your loved ones that have left the earth plane are your guides, but they all surround you to protect you. And some of them might be your guides. I mean, I know like my mom is one of my guides. But they surround you with protection. But it's ultimately also your guides, like your inner band or outer band guides that protect you and that help you make decisions. So like if you were driving your car and suddenly you said, I'm going to get off the highway. I don't know why I want to get off the highway, but I'm going to. And then you got home, turned on the news, and saw there was a car accident the same time or seconds after you turned off the exit, and you're going, oh, my God, you know, that could have been me in that car accident. Your guides or your loved ones told you to take the exit so that you wouldn't get into that car accident. That's my belief. What about you, Robert?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I firmly believe the same thing. I believe that deceased loved ones are always in your car guiding you, just like you said, to take a different exit and to save you from, God forbid, an accident. I forgot the whole point of the question. Oh, my God.
Robert.
I'm telling you, my mind just went completely blank. Wow.
Okay, yes, I wanted to know if they feel our pain or if they guide us, if
they're
guiding us from danger.
Yeah, I definitely agree that they do, because I feel like our loved ones really do protect us. I mean, I know that, for instance, my mom's always around protecting me. I mean, they can't stop us from doing bad things. I mean, we have the freedom of will to make our own decision. But ultimately, they try to guide us out of danger. Like I said, we have the freedom of will to not listen to them or to not listen to our guides.
Or can spirits turn into angels, or are they totally different?
Angels have never walked the earth before. Guides have. So you could have a guide that lived in the 1800s, but he has walked this earth. Angels are real. I'm not saying they're not. Angels, you know, we have Archangel Michael, Raphael, a lot of the archangels and other angels. They've just never walked the earth before. But they're around us all the time, also guiding us and protecting us.
And then you have your spirit guide animals who are always
right
with us and deceased loved ones. Quick story, when my grandmother passed away the next night, I was crying hysterically in my bed, and I just felt her hand rubbing my hair the whole entire, like, until I fell asleep. So I know that spirits are always around us. Now, it could have been my mother or my grandmother. I really wasn't sure at the time. But I know somebody was there, and they feel our pain, and they want to help us and get us through it. So, did your dad?
Like when my mother. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no! Is your father passed, or because I have a guy standing here with a cowboy hat on?
No, not my father, but my brother-in-law used to wear a cowboy hat all the time, and he also passed away young.
Was he really tall? I'm 6'1", and was he really tall?
Yeah, he was really tall. I'm not sure how high, but yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking like 6'4", something-ish. I don't know. He's a tall man. Good God. Sorry, keep going. I'm very random sometimes. I apologize. So.
No, that's fine. And What I wanted to ask was, oh, yes, like you were saying, at my mom's funeral, she passed away, and at my mom's funeral, I mean, I felt bad because people kind of judge you sometimes if you cry, if you don't cry, but at that time, I felt so much peace. I'm not sure if it was because I was by her side till the very end that, you know, I made my peace with her, or whatever I needed to do. I was the one that actually told her it was okay for her to let go.
Mm-hmm.
None of my relatives wanted to do that, but I felt like something was telling me to do that. But yes, I felt so calm. I didn't cry. So, I mean, I felt at peace, but other people would judge and say, well, why isn't she crying? Why isn't she, you know, going through all these emotions?
Well, we all grieve in our own ways. Just because you don't cry doesn't mean you're not grieving for the person. Because you allowed her, you told her to go, that's the peacefulness inside you. And as long as you and your mom are at peace with each other, that's your part, that's your grieving process. You know, Robin, what do you think?
I agree. I mean, I think it's up to each person. I mean, just because if you don't cry, it doesn't mean you're not sad. Everybody heals in their own way. I mean, when my mom passed away, it took me a long time to cry because everybody was crying around me that I kind of felt like I had to take care of everybody else and hug everybody, you know. But at her funeral, at the cemetery, you know, I was with my daughter was there, and we were everybody in the Jewish religion, and I don't know if it's other religions too, but we had to take a spoonful of dirt and pour it with a shovel of dirt and put it on the coffin. And I did it, and then my daughter went and did it, and she didn't cry the whole time. I mean, she didn't cry. She kept saying, Grandma's in a better place, she's not in any pain, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden she turned and looked at me, and she started wailing her eyes, you know, crying like crazy. And she puts her head on my shoulder, and she's crying, and then all of a sudden she picks her head up, and she looks at me, and she says, oh, my God, Mommy, I'm so sorry. I got makeup all over your jacket. And I just kept laughing. I mean, I just thought it was so funny. And everybody turned around. My sister turned around and looked at me, and she said, we are at Mommy's funeral. Why are you laughing? But it kind of, you know, it would have been something my mother wanted us to do, you know?
Yeah.
So I just feel like, to each his own. I mean, you can't judge somebody for what they do and what they don't do. And you grieve in your own time and in your own way. What I say, though, to everybody is you have to go through that grief. I mean, you have to. I mean, you have to allow yourself to go through the process of grieving. You can't deny yourself that.
So I feel that spirit, or my mom's spirit, afterwards, was with me at the time of, you know, my grieving, like you said, which was not that day, but months and years before. I just don't know if she had anything else to say, because I was told by somebody that did a reading for one of my family members that she was trying to communicate, but we weren't seeing the signs, or I'm not sure. She was just not able to communicate, only with my smallest daughter, that she would see her at school or her playground and stuff like that. So I don't know if her spirit was trying to tell us something, if it was something that I needed to do. I just had her close, and what a friend suggested, I'm not even sure, but I did it anyway. I didn't know whether to believe or not. They told me to get one of her favorite pieces of clothing and lay it on her bed, which she lived with me, so her bed was still there intact, and spray a little bit of her perfume that she liked, and that would help her feel at peace. I'm not sure if it helped or not. Maybe it did. I did it anyway, and I don't know if she was trying to tell me that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should follow your intuition. I mean, children will feel and see their loved ones more than you might. So that's a normal thing. I mean, the children are so innocent that they are able to see their grandmothers a little bit easier than we're able to, and a little bit faster. So it's just easier to communicate. We have about 4.5 minutes left of the show. Robert?
Keith?
Yep. What? I'm sorry, I cut you off in between. What did you say?
Oh, I said we have 4 minutes.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, and maybe I'll get down to San Antonio in April with Robin, but we'll see. But thank you again for calling.
Yes, thank you very much. Y'all have a great Sunday. I appreciate it.
You too.
Thank you, you too.
All right. All right, so next week we're going to be live with, her name is Michelle Bradbury. She is a very dear friend of mine. She wrote a book called Dear Dad, A Special Invitation, Love, M.M. Bradbury. We're going to be talking about dreams and interpretation of dreams and dreams. We could speak to our loved one with dreams. We can actually project in our dreams. Dreams are very important in our life. Sometimes spirits come to us, the only way they know how to come to us is through our dreams, because most people are not open to visiting with spirits like you and I are, Robin.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. She is a remarkable young lady, and I can't wait for us to interview her. Any last thoughts as we see the end zone?
I'm very excited about meeting Michelle. I do not know her, but I'm very excited to be able to interview her, and I love talking about dreams. So I think dreams is a really good subject. I'm excited. And also, just so you all know, in the future, we're going to be bringing in an animal communicator, and we're going to be talking about animal communication, and she will do a few animal communication readings for us, for any callers. And then
cool.
The following week, the end of February, Robert will be bringing in someone to talk about past lives. So I think that we have some good stuff coming up.
Yeah. I'm excited about what's coming up and all of our great guests along the way. And we continue to book amazing people. And I'm really looking forward to what the rest of the year has in store for us. So.
Yeah, I agree. And in the meantime, I'm going to watch Manifest, a few episodes of Manifest, and read this this great book by Suzanne Geisman, The Wolf's Message. And if anybody wants to read about the spirit world or watch a movie about the spirit world, I do highly recommend Nosolar, N-O-S-S-O space L-A-R. It's a really good book. It's a spiritist who wrote the book, but it is about a Brazilian medium who channels a French doctor from the 1800s, the early 1900s. And it does show exactly what happens when we pass away and where we go when we get to Summerland, what happens.
Exactly.
It's a very good book, and I do highly recommend it, or to watch it on the Gaia channel. If you don't have the Gaia channel, I believe you could get a month for free just to watch it. And it's good. It's subtitles, English subtitles. It's a French movie. But it is it's a very good book and a very good movie.
Okay, so we have about 1 minute left, and I just want to thank everybody for listening. And
yes, thank you so much,
and
thank you for the callers.
Taking time out of your day for continuing along our journey and with us. I'm going to go take a walk with Raven around the park, which is like 2 minutes from my house right now, and then do some schoolwork, which I've been putting off.
And I'm about to take my dogs for a walk, too, if you haven't heard them barking.
No, mine have been snoring for the past hour. So
my baby is barking.
Thank everybody for coming and listening to Speak to the Beyond, Reuniting the Two Worlds with our truly Robert Vecchio, me, and Robin Wolf. And we will see you all next week. Have a great week, and Robin, I will talk to you soon.
Yes, have a good week and have a good walk with your dogs. And I hope everybody watches the Super Bowl and all that.
We're done.
Okay.
Yep. I think we did well at the ending.